This is Unfinished Sketch, a Star Wars Rebels fanfic written by Shannon Phillips and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and contains the pairing Ahsoka Tano, Sabine Wren, with additional tags for pining, crush, one-sided relationship. This story is the 16th in the series, A Little Less Attitude and A Little More Altitude, and was originally written for the Star Wars Rebels kink meme to satisfy our request for one-sided secret crush, Sabine Ahsoka fic. Sabine's sketching. Loose, unguided motions, letting her fingers find the strokes they want. It starts off as geometric shapes in the corner of the sketchbook. Triangle that turns into diamonds. That's good. She likes that. She makes a larger diamond in the central open space of the page. Two lines parallel on either side, but not straight. They've got some curve to them. And then the lines flow through her hand, and she sees what she's drawing. An arm and a shoulder, and the thick, jagged stripes on a headtail. What's the proper term for Ahsoka's headtails? Not Leku, like Hera. She's not Twi'lek. Well, Sabine will look it up later. Right now she wants to capture their strength and grace, solid and fluid at the same time. At the last command meeting, Ahsoka had taken up a position at Sabine's back, and Sabine had been acutely aware of her presence there the entire time. She's fascinated by Ahsoka. She'd wanted to meet Fulcrum for so long, but she'd always pictured someone, well, probably someone more like Commander Sato or Bail Organa. Not this calm, poised, warrior woman with a well of secrets behind her violet eyes. Sabine's sketching out Ahsoka's profile now. The patterns on her brow and cheek don't look quite right. It's hard to do from memory. Even though Sabine has stolen as many long glances at Ahsoka as she thinks she can get away with. In meetings, Ahsoka usually takes a peripheral position. She watches, she listens, and she only speaks when she's already decided on a course of action. Sabine thinks Ahsoka sees more than the others realize. Her gut tightens as she wonders what Ahsoka might see in her. Just a skinny kid playing at war? Or a sister in arms? She sets aside her char stick and reaches for some colors. The ochre is too brown and the orange is too sallow, but blended together, she can get something close to Ahsoka's skin. She starts with the face and moves down to the neck and shoulders. And then that diamond cutout in her armor, the shape that first bubbled up from Sabine's subconscious. Yes, there is something fascinating about that. Because Ahsoka does wear some armor. Light and flexible, of course, but enough to protect her vital organs. And yet, there are these almost ostentatious flashes of skin. What is she saying? Is it an expression of pride in her skills? A challenge to her enemies? No, that's Mandalorian thinking. Ahsoka's a Jedi. Those bare patches must be about connection. She's armored, but she's not walled off. She's leaving herself open to others, to the Force. With the tip of her finger, Sabine traces the outline of the diamond. If she closes her eyes, she can imagine that the sweep of the flimsoplast surface is the smoothness of her skin. A lover might touch her like that. So casual. So intimate. Sabine bites her lip and opens her eyes. The sketch is good. There's something very Ahsoka-like in the stance, but it's not perfect. The features are subtly off. There's something Sabine didn't get quite right about the eyes. Some essential feeling that's missing, or that Sabine doesn't quite understand. She'll have to keep working on it. The end.